It is the verse 32 that I want to leave with you today, boys and girls, in this Psalm 119. The verse 32, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou wilt enlarge my heart. Now in this verse, children, you'll notice there's a road. That's what it means there, by the way. It's the road. And this is our good road. In the Bible, it's called a narrow road, but it's God's road. And it's a road that we want to walk on. It's a road we want to be on. And it's called the road of God's commandments, the way of thy commandments. And that's the road all the Christians are on, all the saints. They're all on this road, making their way to heaven, on the road of the commandments of God. And they don't only want to walk on it. What does the verse say? I will run. They want to run on it. You know, running is faster than walking, isn't it? And the child of God, he wants to be fast for God. He wants to be keen, enthusiastic. That's the way we should be. We should be running the way of God's commandments, not crawling, not dragging ourselves along unwillingly, as if we don't want to be on it. It's like whenever your dad, he maybe gets you to do some chores around the house, and maybe he says, now, bring the rubbish out, take that rubbish out and put it in the bin, son. And you say, well, I'll do it later, or I'll do it in a wee minute or two, just not now. And you don't really want to do it at all, and you're slow, and you're unwilling. And if you do go out, you go out half-hearted, and you kind of crawl out. But God doesn't want that. He wants us to run when he commands us and when we're on his path. So he wants you to do it now. He wants you to do it quickly. He wants you to be keen and enthusiastic and just to love, to delight to do what he wants you to do. But the thing is, just like you find it hard to obey your mommy and daddy when they ask you things that maybe you just don't really want to do, you find it difficult, don't you? And guess what? Christians find it hard too, to run the way of God's commandments. We find that we have a heart and a flesh that just is not what it should be. We find that we cannot run. We find that we cannot run to read our Bibles the way we should. We find that we're not running to pray to the Lord the way we ought. We find we're not running to God's house with that desire, with that enthusiasm that we ought to have. We do very little running at times. There's a problem. And you know what the problem is? It's a heart problem, isn't it? Because the psalmist doesn't only speak about his feet and his running and the way of the commandments. He speaks about his heart too. He kind of wants to run, but he has this problem of a heart that's not right at times. And so he says, Lord, I will run the way of your commandments whenever you enlarge my heart. When you enlarge my heart, Lord. So the Lord has to make us willing, doesn't he? You know what enlargement is? You know, you get a balloon, and you see a balloon, and it looks very small, but then you blow into it, and it increases, and it enlarges, and it becomes a big balloon. And that's the kind of heart we should have for God. A big heart. An enlarged heart. A heart that's been blown up by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so he knows who the only one who can do that is the Lord. And so he says, Lord, enlarge my heart. Make it big. Give me a big heart, Lord. Big heart for this road that I'm on. Big heart for thee, Lord. And so the Lord is the one who makes us willing. He is the enlarger of human hearts. He doesn't only make them new. He makes them big. A big heart. May God give you a big heart, boys and girls. And how does he do this? Well, he does it with himself. He gets into our hearts and he enlarges our hearts with himself. And then with his word. He fills our hearts with his word and with his truth. And he enlarges us. He shows us himself. He shows us especially his love for us. And that enlarges him. Nothing makes your heart bigger than the love of God and a glimpse of it. And it's flowing in and it's infilling you and overflowing you. And you should keep yourself in the love of God. Because that'll keep your heart right. That'll enlarge your heart. And you should keep yourself under the word of God. And you should bring yourself especially to the cross. As we're going to there today. We're going to the cross today. Why? So that the Lord will enlarge our hearts. To run the way of his commandments and to be sprinters for God. The devil doesn't want you to have a large heart, boys and girls. That's the problem, you see. The devil, he wants to make our hearts small. He wants to discourage our hearts. In fact, he wants to knock the heart out of us altogether. That's what the devil does. Not only does the devil do that, but he can't do that by himself. He does it through his people. He does it through wicked people, bitter and bad people. And they want to make our hearts small. Don't let the devil make your heart small. Don't let the devil cause it to shrink with bitterness. But boys and girls, keep yourself in the love of the Lord Jesus. Keep yourself at the cross. Keep yourself under the shadow of all that he is and all that he has done for you. And don't mind the people and the devil who would shrink your heart and knock it out of you. Keep close to Jesus. Keep close to Christ. And he keeps our hearts right, soft and tender. So I hope you'll remember these words that I've brought to you today, boys and girls. And I hope especially you'll memorize this text. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. So let's pray now. And we'll pray that the Lord will give you and us all big hearts for him. Our Father, we thank thee again that thy holy word doth lead us and guide us in the right way. And we thank thee for these boys and girls that thou hast given to us, that we may bring thy holy word to them. And we pray that they may receive thy word today, that they may let it enter into their minds with understanding. And Lord, that thy Holy Spirit would work in their hearts, and that they would know this enlargement, that they would not have cold, shriveled up, bitter, hard hearts, but their hearts might be tender and soft and growing bigger under the shadow of thy grace and experiencing the sun rays of thy wonderful and everlasting love. May this be their portion, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.